Okay, we'd left off with the two dots on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara finally transitions to Ravim Gamliel Shita. So we'd seen the people were allowed to be Matame. Ravim Gamliel just said, don't do anything. Right, so he disagrees both with Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if the trauma was exposed to Toma, you have to actively protect it. And Rabbi Yeshua, who says that once it's been exposed and now it's been exposed to Toma, so now you can create a situation of Vadai, so now you can deal with it, where by Tolui, you're frozen. Rabbi Gamliel says, do nothing. So, as we've seen earlier, the Gemara now compares this to a case in Bechora. So there the case is that a Bechor will die unless it goes through unless it goes through a healing procedure, which can also create a mum. So Taman Danina, the Mishnah tells us in Bechorot, the Bechor Shach Sudam is the case we saw before, that a Bechor has a congestion of blood. Now Fidel Mate in Makizin Lod Adam, even if it will die, if you don't bloodlet it, so you can't bloodlet it. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. And the reason is because, again, you're not allowed to create a mum in a bechor or any other karban. But you can make a hole that won't create a mum. Rebbe Yehuda is worried that people will be so worried they're going to create a mum, a proper mum. We'll see. The Gemara is going to suggest a different explanation, but for now, let's assume that. He says, no. The Chum say, you do bloodlet it, you just can't. You have to try not to, or you don't make a mum. And therefore, you can't bloodlet in parts of the body that won't heal. So like the ear or the upper lip. So now what we write, essentially, right, where we give him some give so that he will do something and not, do something totally usher. But he says if he does make a mum, so we can't shech on the basis of it. Because as we talked about, midoraita, if a bechor gets a mum, so then the kohen can shech it outside the Beit HaMikdash, right? That's why there's so, as we talked about, there's minimal ne'amanut for kohanim when it comes to this, because they have a real bias towards saying that it has a mum. So he's not allowed, because we're worried that he's going to try to make a mum, as part of healing it, or he's not going to be careful enough, because he'd rather there be a mum, so we don't let him shecht it on the basis of this mum, we make him wait for another one. Shimon Omer Yakis Afal Pi shows up a mum. And Shimon says proactively, you can make a mum. Well, I mean, not a mum. You can bloodlet it, even if it causes a mum. So the Gemara here notes the parallelism. Rabbi Abahu, B'Shemri Lazar. Atya de Rabbi Yehuda, Kerven Gamliel. So Rabbi Yehuda, who says you don't do anything, is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you shouldn't do anything to the Truma, even though that's going to make it die, and even though that's going to make the Truma be ruined. So what? Just be passive. Uder Abanan, Kri Lazar. And the Chachamim, that you should save the Bechor and is trying to not make a mum, is like Rilazar, that you should protect the Truma, that even though there's a problem, you should actively try to protect it. Now, this is problematic, right? Meaning, by Rilazar, the reason by the Truma case you have to do it is because you're chayiv to protect it. The Rabbanan simply say you're allowed to let blood to try to save it. Not that you're chayiv to. So Chaim Kanievsky suggests that the Gemara here has a different position of the Tanaim. Meaning, according to our Gemara, the Chachamim hold that you're chayev, right? They must hold that you're chayev because right now it has a mum. Right now it's dying. That's a form of a mum. And what you're chayev to do is to minimize the mumness. That's not a word, but we'll go with that. Right now that goes against the Bavli, but okay. With Rabbi Shimon, ki Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you can let blood, even if you allow, even that's going to cause a mum, is like Rabbi Yeshua, that you can actively expose the Truma to make it, to risk it becoming tummy. Now, the reason is because, again, the truma in the talui state is completely right. You're frozen in time. You can't eat it because it might be tame. You can't burn it because it might be tahor. So by encouraging the situation for it to become tame, obviously not directly, you make it useful again. Now you can burn it. And here again, you know, obviously you don't want to cause a mum, but at the moment it's frozen. What are you supposed to do? So we allow you to try to save it, or in order to make it useful again. Now the difference you have to wonder though is, okay, but he allows it only indirectly by the truma case, right? He lets it just, you know, put it in an exposed place, let it become tame. Here he's saying make a mum, right? Or not make a mum, bloodlet, even if that's going to lead to a mum. So the reason is presumably because it's even that, you know, indirect, meaning he's the act, what you're doing is trying to save it, even if that, you know, it creates a mum that's davashin mit kafein. It's, you know, it's not the primary effect. It's not a psik resha, right? It's a davashin mit kafein. It's, you know, it's a double effect, an unintentional double effect. And it's not inevitable. Now, in that Mishnah, Reb Shimon had said you could let the blood, even if that's going to call the mum. But he agrees with the Chachamim that you can't shecht it on the basis of that. But the Braita says differently. V'tani b'shem Reb Shimon yakiz v'aval b'shem et kaven lasod b'mum. Even if he intends to make a mum. Which is obviously different than having the Mishnah. The simple pshat was he can do it, but he can't actively cause it. Right, if that's the case, right, meaning he has, presumably it means he has a double intent, right? Right, meaning right, the Rashi says, right, Ula Hatiro the Sfila did Nishkar Bodomum cave on Glohoya died out the Bomum Kide La Hatiro El Akshav Kidesh Lo Yom Lo Kansin and Lai. Right, meaning it's true he wants to make a mum, but he's not doing it for that purpose, so we don't punish him. And therefore, he can shecht it on that that basis. So this is obviously more directly, more direct than the previous interpretation of Rabbi Yeshua. Now this follows the Rosh Cirilio. And the Chiddush is obviously that this is indirect, even though, you know, it sounds like you know you're making a mum, but it's indirect because you're trying to do something else, right? This is now in the Baal, right, Tosfot and Bechorot right, rejects this interpretation based on Rashi, because the Gemara there calls it Davar She'eino Mitkavein. And here, you know, it's Mitkavein. You know, so if you look at the Avnei Nezer has several suggestions of Rashi's. First is that he notes that maybe it's only when you intend to make a mum kavua, which he doesn't. But he said, but isn't it a psik resha? Right? So so if you know, from Hilchot Shabbat, there are different levels. Psik resha is inevitable. In the Achronim, Rav Chanan famously has two possibilities in Ketubot, the first Barak. Whether psik resha is also because it's considered mitkavein, or because if something's inevitable, it's part of the same act halachically, and it's therefore automatically. Now, Ray Willig likes pointing out that based on a sugi actually at the end of Zvachim, and Rashi there, and a Rush, and a discussion of the Rivash, there might be a different category called what he calls super psik resha, which is not just inevitable in this case, but fundamentally, definitionally inevitable. And therefore, right, even if the act I'm doing is going to cause, and even inevitably will cause a prohibited act, but fundamentally didn't have to, it could have been done in a different way, even though I'm not doing it that way. Certain Rishonim assume that's not a real psik resha, which works more with the Rosh Chanan's second svara, that is defined as the same act, because obviously, you know, you did have kavana. At any rate, So he says maybe it's because you didn't want it, right? Because yoter, right? It says maybe it's because I actively don't want it, so it's like a negative kavana, and that's why it's not considered intentional. And then he has a discussion of what Tosfot would hold. Now the Pnei Moshe and the Rosh Hameach understand this therefore differently based on that Tosfot. I mean, they say that according to the Mishnah, Reb Shimon forbids making a mum in a bechor. So what does it mean here? It means might, right? Going back to the Davar Sheino Mitkavein, right? This isn't a Psik Resha. It's a Davar Sheino Mitkavein. And the Chachamim forbid it because they hold that even that is also. But if in fact it was inevitable, so then even Reb Shimon would agree, and the bright holds that it's mutter even if you intend to make a mum, and the reason is because, and we mentioned this before, maybe he just holds that there is a mum, right? The fact that the animal is dying halachically means that there is a mum, and that's why he's not worried about it, right? It's only a problem to say you can cause a mum if you don't think that the fact that it's dying is itself considered a mum. Now the Gemara then just says Atik Rabbi Yeshua Achraya. Now this follows a different view of Rabbi Yeshua. Now there are girsa things, right? In the parallel Sugim Psachim, there's an added line which the Rashi really puts in here, which is Abarei Bon Barchia Kumir Bizera Tifter Bekachim Shchay Bechut and Gerei Shimon. Interpreted case as karbanot where you have a chray, you have responsibility, like Reb Shimon, meaning that he rejects the previous claim about Reb Shimon. He says that in the bride, Reb Shimon is not talking about a bechor. He's talking about a karban, which you're chayiv. You said harei alai. It's a nedya that I have to bring a karban, and therefore, if it's lost, the owner has to bring another one, right? Because he didn't say, right, nedya versus nedava, right? Nedava is, as we talked at the beginning, of Zvachim, right? This animal, neder, is an any animal. It says, since it's a neder, and therefore he's chayav to replace it, so therefore you can bloodlet the carbon to save its life, because in the end of the day, you're going to have to pay for it. Now this is a chiddush, because still, it should be usher, because, you're creating a mum in a carbon. Okay, so then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda had said by the case of the animal which is sick, Rabbi Yehuda forbids bloodletting, while the Chum and Rishon would allow it, but they argue whether you can do that in a way that causes a mum. So now we finally get to the sources. So Riabo b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, time to Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you can't bloodlet because it says by a bechor with a mum? Rak et damo lo tochel. Don't eat its blood. Al arz tishpachenu kamayim. Pour it on the waters, like water. So what does that mean? Lo itar t'lecha damo al lesovchel. I only permit the bechor's blood spilling it like water, meaning when it's shechted, but not bloodletting it, right? Because, right, spilling blood means shechita. And therefore, the way the Rashi really understands is the only way you can deal with it there's exerda katuv that only the thing you can do to the bechor is to shecht it. The korban eidah disagrees in the parallel sugya in Psachim, one of the shito, and he says that when you shecht an animal, you let the blood spill out, but here it's only a limited amount of blood, and that's not the type of bloodletting that's allowed. Gemara says, "Mati Rabbi Abba, Mari Achoy, Rabbi Yosi, v'abipsulei hamukdashing tiv," but by disqualified karbano, and they got mumim. It also says, "Rakadam lo tochil artish bechenu kamayim," and you are allowed to bloodlet such animals. So how could you limit it? How can you limit it here? Obviously, it's talking about a carbon that you redeemed. That even though you redeemed it and you removed the kedusha, so we think there is a certain level of kedusha that remains. However, right, what you see from here, the v'chor has a higher level of kedusha, and even though you already have similar psukim, the reason might relate to what we've talked about. You know that a fundamental difference. The v'chor is you know, like kadosh merechem. Right, its kedusha is, you know, inherent, whereas the psulei mukdashin, you give it the kedusha, but it also might mean that you can remove the kedusha because it came from you. So Amar Abchia Baraba lahachshir it amart. That was talking about hechshir. Right, so this is something I've been learning with my oldest son. We've been doing the chotara. So food doesn't become tamei until it's mukshar with one of the seven liquids, yad shachatam. Interesting question why that is. Is it gzera katuv? Is it that it defines it as a chefta shel ochel? All types of interesting models you could come up with. But the seven liquids are yad shachatam, and are yayin, dam, shemen, chalav, tal, dvash, and mayim. Right now, why would I say that it only you know, it's not even defined as food? That might be what's yotze from the drasha, which is mikola okal asher ye'ochel, all food that is eaten asher yelov mayim yitma. Right? Is it like it's making it ochel? Anyways. But machshirin avdam machshir. So just like water is, so too is a blood, but it's only certain types of blood. So not blood of karbanot, because they can't be spilled on the ground. And that's what we're learning from here. So now what's the source of the Chachamim's position, or Shimon, who hold that you're not allowed to, that you're allowed a bloodlet, but they argue about whether you can create the mum. So Rabbi Abba, Bishim Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Mikra Echadarshu, come from the same pasuk. Tamim, Yelaratzon Kol, Mum Lo Yebo. That when you bring it, Tamim, right, you can't make any mum. Now, what does that mean? So the simple pshat is that you can't bring a Baal Mum to the Mikdash, which we know. We spent so much time talking about this in Shir, in Zvachim. The parallel of that in Pigul, and right, whether Pigul is like a Mum, right, or Mum's only physical, or are they also halachic. But the Rosh Terilio notes that we have a added drasha, which is lo yed, the Karin, but he has the at least in the fancy ones, the nikudot, lo yehayeh, bo shel yetil bo mum, you don't create a mum in it. So how do you darshan it? So Reb Shimon darash b'shashu l'ratzon, when it is it doesn't have a mum, then adr. You can't add a mum. But Shasha Inal Ratzon Rashaili Ten Mum, which again supports the notion the reason it's mutter is because he thinks that this is a mum. And the fact that it's dying is a mum, and therefore you can add a mum. V'chomim amrim afilu kulo mum en einat Rashaili Ten Mum. And say not. Now, this is something we also talked about, right? What is the svara for the Isser Mum? Is it that you disqualified it from the Mikdash, in which case you would assume that once it has a mum, you can add a mum? Or is it that inherently, putting a mum in a karban makes it usher? We talked about this as well, by lo lishma, right? The fact that even something's pigle, you're supposed to continue it to the end and not have a lo lishma, which admittedly would make it not pigle and therefore not chayav karet, but you're supposed to follow it through the end. But you'd say, why? Isn't it already pasul? So you might say, well, no, it's usher to pasul it more. Or you might say that no, a pigle is also a karban. But again, that assumes that pigle has a parallelism to Tumum, which, as we saw, is a discussion in the Rambam. Okay, so then the Mishnah had continued. Chavet shenishbira begat. So if a barrel of Tumah wine broke in the upper part of the wine press, and the lower part of the wine press has chulin that is tameh, so Rilaz and Rishua both agree that if you're able to salvage a revit of the truma, right now you're saving the truma and keeping it tahar, so then you're allowed to do that. Not just you can do it, you have to do it. Even if that's going to let the rest of the truma fall into the cistern and ruin the chulin. But if you can, so then they debate. Rilazar says the truma should flow in and become tamei mimela. And you shouldn't do it with your hands, even though you would save the chulin. Shabbachama barokva b'shem Rav Yosef Ruchanina kli shetocho tahor. V'acharev tamei, if you have a kli, the inside is tahor and the back is tamei. Now, this is a case where you have a kli that a tummy liquid touched the outside. So, midar araita, it can't make a tummy. Midar rabbanan, it does. But in order to make it clear, there's only derabbanan, so they wouldn't burn truma or kadshim that became tummy through this. So they wanted to make a distinction. Right, this is like the way the Rambam understands it, that Safik Darabanan Likula is really, Safik Daraita Lechumra rather, is Darabanan, but they do it to make a distinction between Daraita and Darabanan. At least part of that, anyways. So what they did was they made only the outside is going to be Tameh and not the inside. Now if it touches the inside, so then it will become Tameh. So, Ein Metamin Bo Davar Mimuat. You can't use it to capture this spilled wine. I feel a hatzibol davar miruba, even to save a lot of it. I mean, this is because it might touch the outside. Now, based on what we've seen before, shouldn't you say it's a davar shenu mitkafein? That may be true, but here it might be that you have a proactive chiyuv to protect truma, and therefore davar shenu mitkafein, you know, maybe you don't violate an isser, but it's clearly not a proactive protection of truma. And that's what Rav Elchanan says. If you look at the Kovet Shurim in Psachim, Od Pei Zayin, he says, "V'kasha ma'ich shashik a davar shenu mitkafein mutar yish lomar dekevin detzarich latzil truma mitumato v'echashat truma ba'ame leho." Since you have to protect it, so even if it comes by itself, lo shayich lahatir b'zem mishuntenu mitkafein barricades it tzolin, etc. So then Gemara says, "Vahataninon teirid v'titame v'al titame biyada." If it doesn't realize or say that it should be allowed to flow in, just don't make a tummy with your hands, which implies that you can't make a tummy with your hands, meaning a kli with the inside's tummy, but the outside is tummy. Who cares? Right? That's not considered. That's not considered causing it to be tummy. We're gonna go with one pshat. We'll come back after we've seen more of the sugya to another pshat. So Amar Shomer Brechya Tifter Bishnei Kalim. It's with two Kalim. Echa Tocho Tahor Vachor of Tmein. One, the inside is Tahor and the outside is Tamei. Vecha Tocho Tahor. One, the inside is Tahor Vachor of Tahorin. I mean, they're both Tahor. And Mahade Madnida. What our Mishnah was talking about, Kli Echad Tamei. So when you only have one Kli, then you can. But if you have a choice, then he's saying, then you can't. And again, is that because you're violating this, or because as we saw, you have a chiyuv to protect it? Okay, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow, and we'll see other shittur as well.